Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Have you guys seen this latest news coming out about the Tyreek Hill and Noah Lyles race that isn't? Now, Noah Lyles comes out yesterday and says, we were scheduled to race and we were going to do it in the middle of Times Square, like straight in the middle of New York City. And he backed out due to, quote unquote, personal reasons. Now, Tyreek Hill took to socials yesterday to basically call out Noah Lyles and say he's scared because I guess Tyreek had an event last week. Ran a 10-1-5, which is good, and he won his event that he was in. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy that would be scared. Noah Lyles is literally the world 100-meter champion.
Exactly.
I don't think he's terrified.
The Netflix series Sprint that he's in.
I've heard about it. I haven't ever seen it, but I've heard stories about that show.
Well, you get to know Noah Lyles, and he is not. He does not lack confidence at all.
Maybe he's not been training, though. Maybe he's out of shape.
I will say, there's no upside to Noah Lyles here. And I wonder if that's the conversation he had with his team. Like, personal reasons. Like, what's the upside for Noah Lyles? You're already the world 100-meter champion. There's a lot of downside, like a ton of downside. And there's a lot of upside for Tyreek Hill. It's just one of those things. Where it's like, why would you do it if you were Noah Lyles? Unless there's a massive paycheck on the line. And maybe that's the personal reason. Maybe there's not enough money out there for this event. Maybe they're trying to now sell it to Netflix or whatever else is going on. I don't know. He backs out for personal reasons. And Tyreek Hill does the Homer Simpson backing into the bushes thing yesterday, saying he's going away now because he's scared. But I don't know. Would you guys have watched this? Watch this event, because I think I would have.
You know what I'd have done? I'd have waited until somebody posted the 10 seconds it took on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram just Twitter. I mean, that's pretty much my
I feel like I would have watched it live.
I'm not wasting my time on two egomaniacs.
No, and that's exactly what I want to see. I would love to see the pomp and circumstance around these guys in their pre-race interviews and what's going on with them, their psyche. It's fascinating to me to see how people get hyped up for this stuff.
Had they been fighting each other, then yes, I probably would have watched. Because I like to see people beat each other up, especially when they're egomaniacs and narcissists like these two guys.
Yeah, but what's funny about that is we're all the same way, where we all get in the zone, we start scrolling Twitter or Instagram, and that's all it is. That's all the influencers are. They're just, that's all. They're just putting their own content out 10 seconds at a time. And you're just watching the same stuff. So you might as well watch an event where there's a winner, in my opinion.
I'm going to tell you something. WNBA keeps fighting like they had scraps last night.
Yeah.
And I might start watching more of that. You want to talk about, like, I'm not trying to do a WNBA minute, but, like, this player slapped Caitlin Clark in the face.
Yeah.
And then Caitlin Clark jawed back, and then another girl knocked her down. And so it all goes on, and you're like, oh, it's all over. Nah, there's like 50 seconds left, and there's a fast break, and Sophie Cunningham tracks the girl down that had hit her in the face and straight grabbed her by the back of her head and threw her to the floor. And I was like, oh! And then they like all scrap, and that's what the NBA – remember, the NBA was very physical early in existence, and it kind of got viewers.
Just real quick, quick point on that. I love how much – Caitlin Clark's teammates ride for Caitlin Clark. Like, Caitlin Clark, obviously, I mean, she holds her own, but, whenever she gets into any type of beef or altercation, her teammates are right there to back her up, always. They're on go.
Up. When she got poked in the eye, all I could think about was Bobby Boucher and Captain Insano. Captain Insano shows no mercy. Yeah,
I
was like,
actually think they need to do more, to be honest. I think it's gotten out of hand a little bit. They've allowed too much.
It is Which One Wednesday, but it's a special edition of Which One Wednesday. Instead of doing the old route where Bo and I debate each other and Dylan figures out who the winner is, instead we are going to do a start, bench, practice squad version for NFL quarterbacks. Before we get there, let me remind you, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta location. Allie's got the list of quarterbacks to throw at us. This should be fun.
Since this is a special edition of Which One Wednesday, is Dylan still going to judge who wins this
one? Oh, I don't know. Nah.
Just for funsies today.
I don't need to see him throw darts at a dartboard and try to figure out who it is.
At the end, I'll tell y'all who I agree with the most.
I'd be willing to say that if somebody calls in a wake up call, let them say if they there was one of ours they didn't agree with.
And let's be honest, Dylan's decision making has come under scrutiny here the last few weeks, and I don't know that I need him judging anything that I'm doing right now.
People Dylan just don't see the world the same way I see it all the time, and that's okay.
Well, that's undoubtedly correct, my friend.
You mean vanilla? Yeah. No wonder you're a Drake fan.
Okay.
Man, that one hurt a little bit, not gonna lie. That was a good one. That was a good burn.
All right, so like Mike said, I'm going to give you guys three current NFL quarterbacks. You decide whether you're going to start, bench, or send them back to the practice squad. Fairly simple here. We're going to start with Geno Smith of the Raiders, Patrick Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts.
Same again?
This one.
Geno Smith, Patrick Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts.
Okay, I'm starting Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you got to. He's a Hall of Famer. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Jalen Hurts will be my backup, and I'm cutting Geno Smith. Sorry.
I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to say it's not that simple. I think that Jalen Hurts has the best offense surrounding him in the NFL. He has by far the best offensive line. He has the best running back, and – you know, I think because of that, he obviously he has more ups and downs than people realize for a Super Bowl winning quarterback that's making $50 million a year.
You're right, but he can also do it both ways. And I feel like I can do more with him. He can run and throw. I feel like I can do a little bit more with him and use his versatility. I got to have some guys around Geno because he is just a pocket quarterback these days.
All right, moving on. Next scenario is Jaden Daniels, Matthew Stafford, and Justin Herbert.
Ooh. I think I'm starting Jaden Daniels.
I'm going to surprise you on this one, I think.
This is tough, man, for the back. Matthew Stafford's got to be my backup at that point, and then Justin Herbert's going to be my peace squad guy. Although there's so many unique ways that all three of those guys kind of play the game that make that more difficult than I imagined it would be.
Well, I guess I'm not going to surprise you because I like Justin Herbert a lot, but I need him to do something in big moments. The other two, I've seen him do stuff in big moments.
Yeah, I agree.
And so I'm dead on with what Mike said.
Yeah, there you go. Not surprising.
Okay, moving on to the next scenario. We've got Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, and Michael Penix.
Wow, you go first. You go first. I don't want to answer this one. You go first.
Since I know he's listening, I know that Carl Dukes was talking about RG3's tweet yesterday. I was on the way to get pork chop, and he was like, hey, RG3 says he's going to be the breakout quarterback of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for once, I agree with RG3. So, therefore, I'm going to start Michael Penix. I'm going to have Dak Prescott as my backup because he's probably one of the – he is a much better quarterback than everybody gives him credit for. And Trevor Lawrence will be my peace squad guy. I'm sorry, Cartersville, Georgia.
I could see putting any of the three of these in any order. Honestly, I could.
I can see a different – you know what? Every fan base would do it their own way. But I'm sorry, Dak Prescott is such a better quarterback than he ever gets credit for. And Michael Penix is my guy. He's our guy. He's this city's quarterback. We better be starting him.
I agree, but I am a massive homer when it comes to the Falcons. I'm having trouble putting him over Dak Prescott, who has had 10 years of successful play in the league and is one of the most valuable players. One of the highest paid players.
A couple
years ago, he was top three in the MVP race.
I understand, but I've seen him fail.
Exactly. So you're building up the unknown at this point.
Yeah, why not?
Argument.
Why not? Hell, I mean, I know where I'll be disappointed, but I'm going to see if I will be disappointed with the other.
I'm going to start Dak.
Okay.
And that's just, I just have to play both sides of the fence there. I'm going to start Dak. Michael Penix is going to be my backup, and Trevor Lawrence is going to be kicked to P squad. I have not been enthused at all about what Trevor Lawrence has done in the NFL so far. At least Michael Penix still has a little bit of upside to him in terms of what we don't know. But Dak's had his ups and downs, but he's been that dude at times in his career.
Yeah, I mean, I love Dak.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Okay, let's go for the next scenario. Jared Goff, Kyler Murray, and Brock Purdy.
So this is interesting.
This is harder than that one was.
I'm gonna really irritate some people.
This one might be the hardest one.
Jared Goff's gonna be my starter. Brock Purdy's gonna be my backup, and Kyler Murray will be my P-squad guy. Because Kyler Murray even came out the other day and was like, "Hey, I need more unscripted plays." The last thing an offensive coordinator wants are unscripted plays because they don't help you. They might have a play here and there, but they can hurt you as much as anything. I need guys that play within the system and that lead, and I think the other two dudes do that. And some would call them Cam Newton just system guys, but that, you know what, system guys win. Ask Joe Montana.
Yeah, this one's extremely tough. I'm going to go with Brock Purdy as my starter on this. And he has played in big games, and I think he's got even bigger ones ahead of him. Jared Goff will be my backup, and that's a tough decision to make because I'm a big fan of his game. Remember, he had the streak where he didn't have any turnovers, and it was just playing lights out, and we've seen it up close and personal. And Kyler Murray, look, he could have easily been my number one, and I would make the argument that if Kyler Murray was in Jalen Hurts' spot, that he would be doing a lot of the same things Jalen Hurts is doing. But, yeah, I'm going to go Purdy, Goff, and then Murray's on the P-squad.
He wouldn't be doing the tush push.
Why not?
He's not big enough.
Yeah, dude.
He's like a micro machine out there.
So we don't have time for any more. So I want you to take this one in, think about it, and we'll get to it when we go into the wake-up call.
I like that.
Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Aaron Rodgers. Okay? Write them down. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, and Aaron Rodgers. Who would you start? Who would you bench? Who's going to the P-squad? We'll get back to that when we do the wake-up call next. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we do have the wake-up call coming up. Did Bo and Mike miss on any of these? The start, bench, P-squad, and do you agree with their top 20 most important Falcons for this season? 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.